Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
School board approves $21 million stadium project for Campbell County High School. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Campbell County School Board has approved a major step forward in the construction of a new high school campus. According to the Gillette News Record, last week the board voted 6-1 to award a $21.4 million contract to Van Ewing Construction for a new stadium at Campbell County High School. Board member Mary Bruner cast the lone dissenting vote, raising concerns about the overall cost to the district. The stadium project is part of the second phase of a larger $152 million campus rebuild. State funding will cover about $5.4 million for core elements like the field and track, while the district will contribute nearly $16 million for additional features, bringing the total cost to more than $21 million. District officials say those extra costs include items not covered by state standards, such as seating, lighting, locker rooms, and parking. Construction is expected to begin later this spring and take about a year to complete. Once finished, the current stadium will be demolished to make way for the new school building. School leaders say the project reflects rising construction costs in recent years, with officials noting similar projects a decade ago came at significantly lower prices. Wyoming Business Council funds study for potential data center on Wind River Reservation. The Wyoming Business Council has approved a $50,000 grant to study the feasibility of building a data center on the Wind River Reservation, but the proposal is already drawing mixed reactions. According to Cowboy State Daily, the grant was awarded to the Northern Arapaho Tribe to explore whether the reservation could support a large, climate-controlled facility designed to house data and power internet and artificial intelligence operations. Supporters say the study is an early step towards economic development in an area where unemployment ranges from roughly 16% to 23% and private sector opportunities are limited. They say a data center could bring jobs, investment, and long-term revenue to the community. But critics are raising concerns about the potential impact, including high energy demands, water usage, and infrastructure strain. Some also question whether both tribes on the reservation are aligned on the project. Large-scale data centers can require significant power, sometimes in the range of gigawatts, and may also impact local utility rates and water resources. Tribal leaders say no final decisions have been made, and the feasibility study is intended to answer those questions. A public meeting is expected in the coming weeks to gather input from the community. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.